I can't even remember the year, but there was a gentleman here in town. He actually his name was David Castleberry, and well, we'll go back to Donnie's story. Came to Bartlesville, back to Bartlesville. He was president of Arvest Bank, mm-hmm. Westar, at the time. Mm-hmm. They changed it. And Donnie and I became good friends. And so it was maybe in the spring of that year, he said, hey, how would you like to have a Bible study for men on Fridays? I go, oh, I think it'd be great. He said, he didn't say on Fridays, just a men's Bible study. And so I said, oh, that'd be great. And he goes, well, if we can kind of get some people together. And he said, I'd lead it and different things like that. I said, okay. He said, but I'm busy right now. He had things going. And so we talked about it. But you know how things are. You talk about things and just never get off dead center. Mm-hmm. And so that's the way this was going. Well, that was maybe spring or summer. And we'd talk about it. So, when are we going to get to it? Well, I'm busy right now. But we'll get it going. And we didn't even know where to do it or anything. So anyway, you fast forward. There was a gentleman, David Castleberry. He worked for Phillips. And, of course, the headquarters was here and everything. But David, he was basically, they credited him for saving the company back when they were having some financial issues and stuff when the two takeovers went on. And then they had the big explosion or fire down at Sweeney. Well, David Castleberry, who was in finance or treasury or something way up the food chain, though. Anyway, he made sure certain things were still in place when they were trying to cut things, but they had the explosion, and it basically saved the company. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, he got cancer. Well, he passed away that fall, and I'm saying September, October of that year. It was about 22 years ago now. And so they had the funeral at Oklahoma Wesleyan. And so Jim Mulva was there, and Caroline, his wife, we were acquaintances with them, but not close, but acquaintances. And so the funeral is at Oklahoma Wesleyan and at the chapel there. And so she had asked if Dory and I would pass out. She had these, I think it was a Beth Moore or some precept, mm-hmm. Bible study. Just a 6 week. It was only a 6 week study, just a small book, 6 weeks. And so I had these stacks of them, and we said, yeah, we'll help pass those out. So we were passing these out at David's funeral for Caroline. And since then, Dory and Caroline have become very close friends, and in fact, they pray together, walk together, different things. Anyway, so I got these books, and I was, during the funeral, instead of paying attention, I was going through the book, looking at it, and it just, and I said, man, this is, we can start that study now, and this will get us to the end of the year. So I had that, and I marched into Donnie's office downtown there at the bank, and I said, hey, we're going to start that study, and this is it. He goes, well, I don't have time. I said, if you can do it. I said, no, I'll lead. This is something I can do. I mean, you don't have to be a... I'm not a teacher, by the way. Not like you, Quinn, or like Donnie was. I said, but I can facilitate. So we started it, and, oh, gosh, we started with, I don't know, there was probably 30 or 40 that came. And we said, no, this is for men only and all that. And I still remember going through this. And Jim, at the time at Sterling's, we did it in the back room where we meet now, he would set up a little buffet for us. So we just come in, and it was $10 then. It's still $10. We need to think about raising this because Jim
whole.
We need to make Jim whole a little bit. I think he's subsidizing these guys' meals now. It's not a buffet anymore, but we had this. And so there was this waitress, and I still remember this, that would help back there. And so the funny thing is, this is God's sense of humor, that he does have a sense of humor, I think.
I believe so.
I believe he does. Anyway, yeah, this is his sense of humor. Yeah, this is a men's Bible study, but the first person that changed her heart and turned it over to Jesus was a lady at the men's Bible study. I still remember that.
Yeah.
Anyway.